primary market. This primary market, this corporate bonds can be issued both publicly and privately. However, 90% of the corporate bonds are privately placed as the cost of raising is very less as compared to the cost of raising from the market. That is why they are placed privately. The corporates are required to report the details of the resources which are raised through the private placement to the stock exchanges, and the private placement of the bond in most of the time done through the booking, the book building way. The cutoff yield is decided by the issuer and the book runner, which is based on the letter of commitment received from the investor. The public issue of the corporate bond is done on fixed price basis through an offer document which is approved as per the guidelines of the SEBI. Coming down to understand a little bit about the secondary market. Secondary market, corporate bonds once issued can be listed on the exchange traded platform, the trade equity, and the large chunk of the trading happens over the counter, that is OTC exchange or OTC market. The few major points which is required to be checked from the bond issue consist of checking of issuer name, issuer type, coupon rate, maturity, issue currency, credit rating, yield to maturity, price, issue size, and denomination. Right. Now let us understand the types of bonds. Coupon paying and discounted bonds. Annual coupon paying bonds provide fixed sum of coupon every year. Coupon means interest. Annual coupon paying bonds, where interest is paid annually. Cumulative coupon paying bonds, they do not pay the periodical interest, but on maturity, the bondholder gets the entire amount invested along with the coupon earned during the fixed tenor. That is cumulative option. Floating rate. Floating rate coupon paying bonds. I mean, floating rate coupon paying bonds pay the coupon not on the fixed rate, but on the reference rate, which is reset periodically, which is linked to rate that would be MIBID or MIBOR or maybe LIBOR. LIBOR in case if it is a foreign currency. And zero coupon bonds, they don't pay any coupon or interest. Bondholder buys the bond at the lowest price and gets the par value of maturity. The difference between the issue price and the par value is the gain for the investment. Another type of bond is a deep discount bond. These deep discount bonds are issued at the discount to their redemption value at the time of maturity. They are not determined early. So deep discount bonds, they must have the longer maturity, no interest, and low initial payment and high face value. Coming down to understand another aspect, that is convertible bond or debentures. Convertible bond as a plain vanilla product, they have predetermined conversion rate. Convertible bonds. So traditionally, the bonds, they are issued with an interest rate which is called straight as a bond or plain vanilla bond or bullet bond. Another one is the exchangeable bonds. Exchangeable bonds. This exchangeable bond allows the conversion into equity other than the issuer. Okay. So perpetual bonds do not have pre-specified maturity date. And they offer higher rate of coupon, higher coupon rate, that is higher rate of interest. Okay. Which will be payable at the end of certain time period. Now, different types of corporate debt securities which are issued as a debentures that we have to understand. Non-convertible debentures. Partly convertible debentures, fully convertible debentures, debt instruments that are not secured are called as unsecured bond. These debt instruments which are guaranteed by the third party, they are called or termed as a guaranteed bond. And the debt instrument which do not have the option of being converted into other type of financial instrument are called convertible. Debt instrument which options are called callable bonds or putable bonds. These are some of the instruments. Then instrument which can update par value periodically in line with the price index and the coupon payment which is increased or decreased by amount of change in the index are called as the index linked bonds. Euro bonds are issued in the currency that is not the currency of the country of issue. Okay, then commercial papers. Let us understand that, commercial papers. These commercial papers are issued by the corporate, primary dealers, and India financial institutions as a source of short-term finance. Okay. Then certificate of deposits. The certificate of deposits are issued by the bank. Okay. Commercial papers are issued by the corporates. Certificate of deposit is issued by the banks and the select all India financial institutions as a source to meet short-term funding needs. Now, advantage of investing in corporate bonds or corporate bond market. One, what is the first advantage? First advantage that the corporate bond reduces the cost of the capital for the corporates. Okay. Then investors have wider choice to create good portfolio for investing. And bonds pay interest at set rate. Investing in debt security generally has less risk. Maximum priority in payment during the liquidation increase the investor's confidence as they are backed by the security, and finally it has got high liquidity. In addition to that, the payment of the corporate bonds are structured. Okay, these are the payment structured. However, some bonds may be converted into the stocks. So, debt into equity. SEBI has cut the timeline for listing the debt instruments or debt securities to 6 days in order to make the existing process of issuance of such securities simpler and cost effective. The issuer must create a debenture redemption reserve. Issuer must create debenture redemption reserve for redemption of the bond through the public offer. The credit rating can speak about the credit quality of the individual or debt issue. Another aspect is risk associated with debt securities. Everything we have seen, but we never talked about the risk factor, which is very much there. So, what are the risks which are associated with the debt securities? Investment in the debt securities typically involves less risk than the equity. However, they are also subject to certain systematic and unsystematic risk. There is a default risk or credit risk. The default risk or credit risk that an issuer of the debt instrument may be unable to make the timely payment of the interest and the principal. Then interest rate risk. Interest rate risk is emerging from the adverse change in the interest rate prevalent in the market so as to affect the yield on existing instruments. Reinvestment rate risk. There is a possibility of the fall in interest rate, and there will be lack of option to invest in the interest received at the regular interval. So, higher rates are comparable rates in this market. Another risk is a counterparty risk. This risk is associated with any transaction and refer to the failure or inability to the opposite party to contract to deliver either the promised security or sale value at the time of settlement. Next one is a price risk. Price risk. This price risk is nothing but it is a possibility of not being able to receive expected price on any order due to adverse movement in the prices. Now, valuation of the debt instrument. How you will evaluate it? Valuation. The price of the debt instrument determined by the forces of demand and supply. This price of the debt instrument depends on various factors which consist of economic condition, general monetary market, general money market conditions, then interest rate which is prevalent in the market and the rate of new issues, future interest rate expectations, credit quality of the issuer, yield and the debt instrument price are inversely related, and the rise in price will decrease the yield. Rise in price will decrease the yield, and fall in the debt instrument price will increase the yield. Now, taxation. This taxation on the debt securities. Taxation on debt securities. Interest on securities. First, the corporate bonds are the debt securities which are issued by the private and public corporation, that you are aware that interest on corporate bond is taxable on accrual basis at applicable income tax rate slabs, right? So bond held in the demand, bonds which are held in demat form and listed will not have a TDS deduction on income on securities. But the income which need to be added as an income from other sources in the total income of the company, computation of the tax, hence tax will be paid as per the applicable income tax slabs. In now investing in the tax-free bond. If you invest in the tax-free bonds, then the interest received from the income tax, interest received from the on the tax-free bond is exempted under Income Tax Act. Difference between the purchase and sale price of this bond is treated as a capital gain, and then capital gains are taxed on the redemption of the bond. Okay, directly it is not applicable, but difference between buy and sell, the capital gain will be long term if listed bonds are held for more than 12 months. The period of holding for the computation of long-term capital gains has been made for more than 12 months in respect of certain assets like shares, units of the equity-oriented mutual funds, units of the business trust or convertible bonds, debentures, government securities, zero coupon bonds, which are listed in the recognized stock exchange in India on NSE and BSE. Okay, if these bonds are held for less than 12 months, then the capital gain tax will be short term. Capital gain tax will be short term tax. With this, I have concluded with our discussion on the debt securities. Thank you very much.